Hey guys.
Welcome back to Out of Commission. We've had a little bit of some troubles recently, but we're back.
What, it's been 3 weeks? 2 weeks?
Well, it was spring break, and then last week we couldn't get in the studio.
Yeah, and we kind of just bailed.
Yeah.
Sorry.
To all our fans out there. I guess this is three technically. Anyway, it allowed us to get some songs together, unlike three weeks ago, which is cool. That's a cool thing to have new songs to talk about. Anyway, this first song is called Wildfire by Mandolin Orange. I love this song.
It like puts me to sleep though. It's really relaxing.
So we'll start off the show with putting all our listeners to sleep. And that's what we do best.
Bye.
southern town where the rebels run wild. They beat their chest and they swear we're gonna rise again. It should have been different, it could have been easy. The day that old Horn died, hate should have gone with it.
I'm in the in-between, honey. 1 foot out and I know the wind is coming. Because I left it by the bed last night. Open my eyes and stare and pray for life. Always 1 foot out when you say goodbye to the one that you love. One dream away from the ones above. That's such a rhythm in my life these days. So I hold on tight and I learn to behave. Because I lied to you, I lied to you, I lied to your face in the summer. Your face in the summer. You had long hair then. I'm singing out the day. Good morning to the cops. Good morning to my upstairs neighbor. And to the kids at 42. Anyone who lent me a favor. I wish that I could stop. Somebody lend me a favor. Woke up in the corner store, someone saying my name. Everybody moving around, acting like nothing had changed. But something had changed in me. Yes, she touched me, said I know you're not to blame. What a weight to live under, what a lie that's been covered. I'm talking bad, rolling thunder. I know I left you on the street last night. So I'm holding on, grabbing out a light. How come I lied to you? I lied to you. I lied to your face in the summer. Your face in the summer. I had my hair short then. I'm singing out the day. Good morning to the cops. Good morning to my upstairs neighbor. And to the kids at 42. Anyone who lent me a favor. I wish that I could stop.
That last song was Good Morning by the Bleachers.
We were just talking about Jack Antonoff, who's, what, the head of the Bleachers?
Yeah, he's the lead singer.
And how he's getting super famous because of Taylor Swift and obviously Lorde's new album coming out soon. Hopefully.
Praying. But yeah.
Talented cool guy. I know.
Really talented guy.
You should follow him on Instagram. His posts are really cool.
What does he post about?
Just random stuff. I don't know.
That's cool.
Cool pictures.
Him and Taylor. No biggie. Well, Yeah. This next song is Rapture by Declan McKenna.
Yeah, I honestly was into him like fall semester. So like
September,
whenever this came out. But yeah. I still have like mixed views. I don't know. He has a couple good songs, and then it's just meh.
I completely agree. Like, I really like the songs I like, but I would never listen to an album.
Yeah, same. Or I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm really in the mood to listen to him.
Declan McKenna. No, but he is really talented, and he's just a little eclectic.
Just a tiny bit.
And I feel like his albums are kind of all over the place. Like, there's not a ton of interconnectedness.
I feel like I would do that, though.
Yeah. In my music class, we were talking about, like, concept albums and how, like, before the 70s, pretty much, albums were released and songs were just totally unrelated to each other. Like,
That's so weird.
Yeah, and then the concept album came out where, like, they were all, like, under this one chord kind of theme.
Mm-hmm.
But it's crazy to think that that wasn't a thing.
I know, because I love albums that are, like, stories. Like, exactly, they purposely position songs in a certain way.
And it's just, it's like another layer of what the artist is trying to tell their audience.
True. Pretty cool. True.
Anyways, this is Rapture by Declan McKenna.
tongue stained blue and red, and a sneak into the bedroom. Your left shoulder was the perfect headrest. Back before we outgrew our SpongeBob sheets and bunk beds. And if I didn't say it, baby, it was always you. Funny how the time just moves, and it moves. Took a trip to the city on your birthday, watching Dallas out the window to the soundtrack of Coltrane.
That was Bunk Beds by Dory Valentine. I was just looking up her Spotify, and she really does not have that much music out. She has 3 singles, but I like that song. It's good, mellow.
Yeah.
Nothing recent either. So who knows? Maybe she'll come out with some new stuff. Maybe she won't.
Her voice is really pretty. Oh my gosh, she's 19. Ugh, I always hate when singers are younger than me and like
more way, talented. Yeah, it's awesome.
Not that I would ever be a singer at this point, but
no, still. I could never make it. Nor do I have the voice for it. But
Oh my gosh, she's featured in that playlist I always listen to.
Bops.
Yeah, it's really good. Lawfully Lynn. She, like, sounds the exact same as Dory Valentine.
Cool.
Check it out.
Maybe I will check it out. And our listeners can also check it out. All 0 of them.
I don't know.
Maybe there's someone out there.
If you're listening,
call in. Yeah, call in. I don't know how to answer the phones, but maybe we can figure it out. yeah. This next one's yours, Rachel.
I still don't know how to pronounce his name. Is that bad?
I think it's like Versace, like
okay,
Versace.
Okay, that's what I thought. But
I don't know, though.
Anyway, I've been following him for a long time now. And he's really, like, changed his style of music. But his last album that he just released, like, November-ish, got really, really popular. It's like bedroom pop kind of. Was it November? Oh no, it was later. I don't know.
That's a single.
Anyway,
bedroom pop. I like bedroom pop a lot.
I know he used to be like more like depressing kind of, but I think he's ventured away from that.
Maybe his mental health's improved.
Yeah.
Who knows? Impossible to say.
Also a young singer. So,
we're supporting the youth artists here on Out of Commission.
True.
This is Messed Up by Versace, potentially.
Platform falls away. Fall in love, have it all, and change.
Maybe I'll never know your name. Still, I can picture us a thousand ways. And as you lead my mind astray, could it mean something, or am I lost in the
That was Train Gazing by Sam Wills and Elena, I think it is. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Just Sam Wills. Wait, no, I'm gonna check. Nope, Honey Moonsie. I got it mixed up. I like Sam Wills a lot. I never really listened to him like solo, but I know he is the featured singer on a lot of Tom Misch's early songs, and they're good. So one time I clicked on his name and listened to him.
Yeah, I recognize his name, but I don't know from what.
Oh, new release. I should look at it.
Why is, like, everyone releasing music right now?
I don't know. I think it's, like, maybe because people were in, like, quarantine for so long, and now that things are somewhat normalized, then they're, like, getting back to, like, working and being able to record with other people and be producing and whatever.
True. I wonder how, like,
influx
artists, like, strategically release songs,
like, I know.
Knowing when to,
like,
do it
and the time,
what,
like, the
single
year?
And I don't know
because I know, like, March I feel like is a big month for people to release music.
Yeah,
and then, like, in the fall too, but outside
the winter,
of that there's,
oof,
like, nothing.
Mm-mm, yeah,
there's nothing in the winter. It's crazy.
You think, like, you would want to listen to more songs in the winter because you have nothing better
nothing
to
else
do?
To do.
I don't know.
It's so strange. I never really thought about that. Yeah. Anyway, this next song is Your Man by Joji. Am I saying that right?
I love him so much. This is a great album. 10 out of 10.
I don't know, Joji.
You definitely do. Slow Dancing in the Dark.
I probably do. I'm really bad at song names. Well, I'm about to if I don't. Anyways, this is Your Man.
Have you ever loved. We should go again. Don't be down when it's over, baby. Yeah. I'll be your man. Oh, man. Have you ever loved? We should go again. Don't be down when it's over, baby. Yeah. I'll be your man.
That was The Balcony by the Fruit Bats. I really like Fruit Bats. I was obsessed with them last semester, not with this song, but like one of their other songs. I definitely put it in for last. So the bottom of it, I was quite honestly obsessed with it last semester. I think I listened to it every single day.
We love that.
But then I found The Balcony just a few days. No, I'd say a few weeks ago. But it's good. I like the Fruit Bats a lot. Highly recommend.
I've never heard of them.
Airy and fun and...
like summer.
Summer, yeah. Tanning vibes. That's what they give me. I bought a visor.
Did you actually?
Yeah, I bought a visor last week and... wow. Sucks that today was nice out and I had so much work to do because I would have totally put it on and laid outside. But
I always go outside for class and then don't pay attention. It's so bad. I'm just so checked out. The second the UV is like 6, goodbye.
I know. Thank God. Like, I have 2 classes in person, so you can't get out of that. And then one class... at 9 a.m., so I'm not going to sit outside at 9 a.m. And then the other one I have managed to stay indoors for. I don't know how much longer that will last, though. We'll see. Okay, anyway.
Another Joe song. Joe. I feel like we've talked about him a lot for a small amount of
Joe's
songs. He's released... this was his most recent one, though. I do know that.
He's fun, though. I like him. This is Keep Your Head Up by Joe.
Thank you. We really screwed that up. A bad attempt at love. They never told us it would be this tough. Oh damn, I'd miss the way you kiss and fumble with your wrists when I made you nervous. I don't wanna know how you broke your soul. How to repair us both. We're shedding our skin, we're putting out a forest fire so we can breathe in the sight again. We're shedding our skin, we're putting out a forest fire so we can breathe in the sight again. Asleep in your skin, too thick for a shirt. You said all the right lines, you never rehearsed. I live in my head, but you're there instead. Watching yourself in reverse. Well, pastel pink, you should have known that I would lie if we were all alone. Now pale and plain, and filled and faint. Our ghosts can hover. We're shedding our skin, we're putting out a forest fire so we can breathe in sight again. We're shedding our skin, we're putting out a forest fire so we can breathe in sight again. That was Forest Fire, and I have no idea how to pronounce this name, but Yogmoney, one of the two, perhaps. And then Elena and Healy. But yeah, I like it. It's a good song. I know he is like featured on some other stuff, which is good. But we started with Wildfire and ended with Forest Fire. Full circle.
That's cute of us.
Yeah, all by accident. Yeah. Well, anyway, thanks for tuning in with us this week. We're so glad we made it into the studio today.
Going on
1 week hiatus and then back in action.
For senior show.
Senior show. Should we have guests?
We should. If we can figure out the phones. Yeah. Maybe I'll ask someone.
I know. Call in. Maybe. If you're listening. Maybe you are. Maybe you're not. Anyway, thanks for listening.
It's been real.
It's been real. Usual. Signing off.
Peace out.
Peace out.